And Cost America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, in the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Jerry Smith of Weather Warfare, the military's plan to draft Mother Nature. Jerry, before that last break, you were talking a little bit about something called ELF. What does that stand for?
Extremely low frequency. These are radio waves that are less than 10 hertz. They are extremely long waves that penetrate deep into the earth, deep in the sea, and pass right through us. The human brain runs in the ELF and VLF range. That is, our thinking patterns are between 7 hertz and 40 hertz. Right now, you and I, we're probably at about 30, 32 hertz.
Interesting. And in terms of this ELF and the fact that the human brain works in a fashion in terms of waves that is commensurate with this, how does that play out in terms of this reference to a negative impact on the mental health of people populating entire regions?
Well, this goes back to a number of different ideas. Another quote that I give that is directly on this is from Dr. Gordon J.F. MacDonald. And Dr. MacDonald was one of the leading scientists in America. He was the associate director of the Planetary Physics and Astrophysics Department of UCLA. He was on several White House advisory science advisory boards. He was a member of the Jason Group, which is the topmost course of the pyramid of the military industrial academic institution, and a member of the CFR, the Council on Foreign Relations. He was one of the most senior scientists on the planet, and he said, an accurately timed, artificially excited electronic stroke could lead to a pattern of oscillations that produce relatively high power levels over certain regions of the Earth. In this way, one could develop a system that would seriously impair the brain performance of very large populations in selected regions over an extended period. Now, his thing was, is he wrote about future weapons. And he wrote about future weapons because he was, as a member of the Jason Group, one of the designers of these future weapons, one of the people who was telling the Jason Group tells the think tanks what to think. And so, you know, Dr. MacDonald died under suspicious circumstances, and a number of people think that he may have been taken out for telling us a little bit too much. And he's one of the primary people quoted when we talk about geophysical warfare, because he was one of the first scientists to openly talk about it. And he said the key to geophysical warfare is the identification of environmental instabilities to which the addition of a small amount of energy would release vastly greater amounts of energy. Now, this is this brings us to things like earthquakes on demand. And I begin my book, Weather Warfare, with a quote from William S. Cohen, U.S. Secretary of Defense. And Cohen was speaking as the Secretary of Defense at a conference on terrorism, weapons of mass destruction, U.S. strategy in 1997. And so you can take this as an official position of the United States government, because he was speaking from the as a mouthpiece for the U.S. government. And in 1997, the United States government believed, quote, others are engaging even in an eco-type of terrorism whereby they can alter the climate, set off earthquakes, volcanoes remotely through the use of electromagnetic waves.
We'll be back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, in the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned for Jerry Smith of Weather Warfare, the military's plan to draft Mother Nature. We'll be back.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined by Jerry Smith, the author of Weather Warfare, The Military's Plan to Draft Mother Nature. Jerry, before the break, we were talking a little bit about Dr. Gordon J.F. McDonald, and some of the things that he had to say about this whole business of ELF. And one quote that I see in your book from 1969 of Dr. McDonald says as follows: our understanding of basic environmental science and technology is primitive, but still more primitive are our notions of the proper political forms and procedures to deal with the consequences of modification. What do you think of the implications of that?
Oh, absolutely. I quoted that in both this book and in HARP, The Ultimate Weapon of the Conspiracy. It is dead on. If anything, I prove it even more in Weather Warfare, and that by looking at the history of weather modification in the U.S., which goes back to the U.S. Civil War, we have had 130 years of weather modification, and the courts have not yet ruled. There are many, it's a huge kettle of worms in the courts, and that there is this great debate that is unresolved of if I make it rain over me and you live downwind of me and you don't get rain, have I stolen rain from you? Have I stolen water from you? Do you have a tort action against me? This has been unresolved for 130 years now and doesn't look like it's going to be resolved anytime soon. And this is another reason why the media has stroked the public into thinking that it's all nonsense, because if we actually did realize that this was ongoing, there would be all kinds of suits and countersuits and so forth. Right now, most of the western states of the United States have some sort of cloud seeding or weather modification program in place. During the growing season, the western plains, such as Kansas, Oklahoma, etc., have major cloud seeding and hail suppression operations. Right now in the western states, particularly in the Sierras, they are trying to augment snowpacks to have more water for the cities of California come summer, and to have deeper snowpack so that the skiers can ski better in the ski resorts. Business Week magazine in 2005 reported that the Chinese government were spending $40 million a year and had 35,000 people employed full time in weather management. And this weather management is defined as cloud seeding storms so as to tease more precipitation out of the storm so as to relieve droughts, fog suppression, fog dispersal from airports, and hail suppression so that hail does not fall and destroy crops. If the Chinese are big on this, and they're using our patents. This technology in the United States goes back to the 1880s. In fact, it's rather curious. This goes back to the U.S. Civil War. During the Civil War, it was noted that great battles were often followed by great rainstorms. Today, we know that the smoke and dust of battle provided nucleating particles that the moisture would accrue around and so grow heavy enough to fall as rain. At the time, the theory was the concussion theory, that the pressure changes from the explosions were what caused the rain to fall. And the very first patent granted by the United States Patent Office was granted to a United States Army general on the concussion theory. So the United States military have been intimately involved in weather modification from day one.
Yes, and it seems to me that if you look at this, you've got a situation where, let's take Iran, for example. In recent years, there have been a number of earthquakes in that country. Now, that, of course, is entirely explainable, I assume, at one level, based upon certain facts of Iran's geography and fault lines and so forth that underscore that this could all be simply a question of that which is naturally explainable according to normal scientific procedures. And yet if we did in fact have a situation where there was an NMOD operation, an environmental modification of Iran's situation coming from the American National Security Establishment that produced something like an earthquake, it seems to me that that would go politically undetected because virtually no one in the public would believe that there could be any explanation for that other than the naturally scientific.
Exactly. As I repeatedly point out in the book, Mother Nature gives great credible deniability. Again, this brings us back to, I opened the book with this quote from William S. Cohen, United States Secretary of Defense, who said, "Others are engaging even in an eco-type of terrorism whereby they can alter the climate, set off volcanoes, earthquakes remotely through the use of electromagnetic waves." Now, we were talking about HARP again. HARP is about electromagnetic waves, radio waves. I spend 400 pages. The book is actually 402 pages. You can see that the page count goes to 283, but it leaves out the 20-page introduction. You include the 20-page introduction, it's 402 pages of evidence to support Cohen's contention. I I examine whether or not he was really speaking the sooth or whether he was just trying to, you know, get some more funding for his department. And I came to the conclusion that he was speaking sooth, that and the reason he says others, I think, is a politically motivated statement, because the flavor of the week when he spoke was rogue states. And so the military are often accuse others of having capabilities they themselves have. And I believe that Cohen knew that others had this capability because he himself had this capability.
What are the implications of this chemtrail situation?
Whoa, now there's an abrupt change of subject, isn't there? Well, what we have with chemtrails is another aspect of climate change, the global warming debate. Only it's a somewhat disguised, and I try to bring it out, make it clearer what's going on here. Is that it appears as though there is a covert program to save us from global warming by injecting dust into the upper atmosphere to increase the Earth's albedo, which is the measure of how much solar energy, sunlight, solar heat is bounced back into space by the Earth. And I show that it's quite that many scientific bodies, major scientific bodies such as SRI, the Stanford Research Institute, and Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory, have spent hundreds of millions of dollars and decades looking at global warming mitigation schemes, and concluded that the most effective, the one that we had the technology for and could do right now, was to inject dust in the top of the atmosphere, this dust being mostly aluminum and barium. And that these scientific bodies concluded that we had the technology, it would work, we could do it, but the environmental and legal hurdles are so high, they could never do it and tell anybody they were doing it. And that's where the paper trail ends. And as you know, last Friday, the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the IPCC, released their report, and they release a report every 5 years. A year ago, they sent the draft to the U.S. government and other governments for comment, and the U.S.'s response was leaked to the press over the last few weeks and got quite a bit of a play. The Guardian newspaper in the United Kingdom ran an article on it the week before the IPCC report came out, and the Guardian's article was entitled "U.S. Response to Global Warming: Smoke and Giant Space Mirrors," and this is talking about this these ideas of mitigation, that the United States government was pressuring the IPCC to include mitigation as a viable alternative to Kyoto. Kyoto will have very negative impact on the bottom line of the people who are controlling the White House at the moment. The Bush administration has been adamantly opposed to implementing Kyoto, and I think that's a good thing, but not for the usual reasons. The problem is the mitigation schemes involve increasing the Earth's albedo so that less solar heat gets in, so as to balance out the heat that we're trapping in. And these schemes include all kinds of crazy things, like giant space mirrors to reflect sunlight back. And it looks like they have, in fact, been doing this covert dust spraying program with the hope, with the, shall we say, the arrogance of these guys is amazing, and they arrogantly thought they could just go ahead with it and then convince the Earth, the world's governments to get on board with the program once they demonstrated they'd saved us from global warming or had made global warming so much worse that the world clamored for a solution. And this is my fear, is that they are actually exacerbating global warming intentionally so as to force the New World Order on us.
We will be back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. back with Jerry Smith of Weather Warfare, the military's plan to draft Mother Nature. Stay tuned.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Matson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest-to-operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Mark Danfoss, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Jerry Smith of Weather Warfare, the military's plan to draft Mother Nature. Jerry, before we cut away for a commercial break, you were talking about this whole issue of global warming and your assessment that the issue of global warming is something that has been introduced and exacerbated in order to further the drive toward a full-blown world government. A, do you think that that drive will succeed? And B, if it does, what kind of time frame are we talking about?
Well, we have been looking at the drive to give us a global government for some time now. I mean, if you look at human history, there periodically arise people like Alexander the Great who tries to give us a global government. We know that during the Middle Ages, the popes attempted to give us a global government, or at least a pan-European government. Today, the movement really can track back to, as Adam Weishaupt and the ancient and illuminated seers of Bavaria, a.k.a. the Illuminati, in 1776. So it has taken a while. I know that the roundtable CFR crowd planned to have a global government in place by 1984. They ran into a bit of a problem, and I think the problem is that there are a couple of different groups trying to create their version of the global government, and the reason why the Bush crowd are so adamantly opposed to Kyoto and so forth is that they represent one side, and Kyoto and so forth represents the other side. That the watermelons on the one hand are trying to nail down their version of a global government, and the banksters on the other keep prying them up and trying to nail down their piece. And so we've been staggering forward towards global government for a few decades now. But as we move forward, we see the synthesis, the thesis, antithesis, synthesis taking place, and that with each wobble, with each lurch, we move forward a little bit closer. And sustainable development is the ultimate end run around the banksters' program. The banksters were trying to establish their global government from the top down through NAFTA and GATT and so forth. And the watermelons decided to take it to the streets. They went to grassroots, and they're building theirs from the bottom up. And if you look at your local government, and you see that the local government has signed on and adopted the UN sponsored uniform building codes, uniform fire codes, uniform land zoning codes, you realize that the watermelons are winning, and it's not going to be too much longer before it really hits crunch time.
Yeah, and you just wonder, in terms of what is going on with the Middle East and with Iran and so forth, how all of that dovetails with this drive toward world government. I guess we'll have to just wait and see. I noticed as I was reading through your book a second time that there was a lot of material in it about a guy named Nikola Tesla, T-E-S-L-A, who was born in 1856, died in 1943. Who is this guy, and what is his connection to this present-day situation with environmental modification for military purposes?
Well, Tesla was the greatest genius of his generation. He lived at the end of the 19th century. He lived and worked at the end of the 19th, beginning of the 20th century. He gave us the world we live in. He was the actual discoverer of radio. I know we are all taught in school that Marconi discovered radio, but what in fact happened is Marconi went to Tesla, begged Tesla to let him work in his lab, worked in his lab for almost 2 years, scribbling notes copiously, and then pirated Tesla's work. Tesla sued Marconi in the United States Supreme Court and won, with the U.S. Supreme Court ruling that Marconi had pirated 14 of Tesla's patents. Not only did Tesla discover radio, but the world we live in is run on AC, alternating current power. Tesla was the one who developed AC power. Prior to Tesla, everything ran on DC. Thomas Edison's world was a DC world. At the time, at the height of DC power, New York City was powered by dynamos that were an entire city block by 10 stories tall, and they could barely power 1 square mile. Of New York City. Tesla, using his technology, put up a power station in Niagara Falls and powered the entire state on AC and blew Edison out of the water. In fact, the now mega corporation General Electric was founded by Edison to lease the rights to use Tesla's patents. Of the 46 basic patents in AC, Tesla holds 45 of them.
We'll be back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned for Jerry Smith of Weather Warfare, the military's plan to draft Mother Nature. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Obviously, something serious is going on, politically, economically, geologically, and environmentally. And how you prepare for those changes will determine your well-being in the very near future. Now, whether you're preparing for your family, your business, or your country, the Survival Center has the knowledge and experience to assist you in those decisions. Survival Center is America's premier supplier of family preparedness, health, and survival supplies with over 33 years of continuous operation. Now, you can start preparing with just knowledge, and that's why the Survival Center is offering a book. It's called Basic Preparedness, and it's just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And it'll teach you about the four basics of survival: food, water, medical, and shelter. And when you order that book, you'll also get a free Survival Center catalog. Contact us today so we can help you prepare for whatever comes your way. Call us toll-free at 1-800-321-2900 or online at www.survivalcenter.com.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Weather Warfare author Jerry Smith. And the exact title of that book?
Weather Warfare, the Military's Plan to Draft Mother Nature. Hello, you there? Hello? Hello? Oh, I'm here. Okay, I'm here. Yep. Apparently there was some sort of power outage or radio frequency outage or something. I'm here. Can anybody hear me? Okay, I'll just keep talking like this. Watching my neighbors walk down the street and so forth. Hello, anybody there? Hello?
We lost Mark.
Oh, I see. Okay, we lost Mark. Okay, now I understand. Okay, oh boy, I keep going with my speech. And of course, not having a question before me, I'm not quite sure where to go with this. So, let me punt here. Oh my goodness, we lost Mark. That's sad. One of the things that I really wanted to bring out in this book, Weather Warfare, the Military's Plan to Draft Mother Nature, is that the reality is that weather modification is an ongoing technique. As I mentioned, the Chinese government are spending $40 million a year and have 35,000 people employed full time. The United States was also doing this. After the Vietnam War, the United States government was spending upwards of $20 million a year in weather modification technology and had over 700 degreed scientists working on developing this technology. And then it hit the fan with what we had been doing in Vietnam and the congressional investigation into it and the discovery that the congressional, you know, it came out in Jack Anderson's newspaper column that we were cloud seeding in Vietnam. Senator Claiborne Pell, Democrat, Rhode Island, decided to investigate this. They called in the Secretary of Defense, who was then Melvin Laird. Melvin Laird tells Congress, oh, no, we're not doing this. This is all nonsense. And then 2 years later, a private letter from Laird gets leaked to the press, and the press this letter says that Laird had lied to Congress and that they really were doing Operation Popeye. Pell reconvenes his investigation. By this time, Laird has become private lawyer to Nixon, who's fighting for his political life in the aftermath of Watergate. And so Pell gets some spokespeople from the Pentagon to troop over to Capitol Hill. And these guys admit, oh, yeah, we did it for 8 years. We expended 47,000 units of cloud seeding material. We spent $21.6 million. Laird wanted to know what else these guys were doing, and discovered that among the things the DOD was playing with was how to thin out the ozone layer over an enemy population so as to sicken the enemy with increased exposure to solar radiation. Pell then demanded that there be an international treaty to prevent the world's military from engaging in this kind of activity, and that produced the ENMOD treaty, whose full name is Convention on the Prohibition of Military or Any Other Hostile Use of Environmental Modification Techniques. And after the U.S. became signatory to that, the budget went from $20 million a year to zero. And all these jobs went away, and we're expected to believe that Uncle Sam just said, "Oh well, can't do that anymore," and stop doing it. But I maintain that what happened is it went covert, is it went to black budget, and that we have been continuing to develop these technologies ever since. Now, I began the book with this quote from Secretary of Defense William Cohen. Now, that quote was in 1997, and the ENMOD treaty was signed in 1978. Now, the military acquisition cycle is such that the average time from the time that somebody at the Pentagon says, you know, we need a gizmo that does X, to the time that there is a Marine in the field in a battle looking at an enemy with a gizmo that does X in his hand runs about 26 years. So here we have that 20-year period. We know that they had been working on it for probably a decade prior to signing the treaty. So that's 30 years. So that's plenty of time to develop weather weapons. And so that's one of the reasons why I believe that Cohen did, in fact, know that there were weather weapons, because they were in the U.S. arsenal. Now we're a decade past that. You know, the military tends to stay about 20 years ahead of what the civilians have. Today, the civilians have cloud seeding capabilities, fog dispersal capabilities, hail suppression capabilities, and very possibly hurricane manipulation capabilities. If the civilian sector has this stuff, what the heck does the military have? And I'm guessing we still lost Mark. So
I'm here.
Oh,
I'm here.
Mark, you're back. Good.
Yes. I've been listening to this with great interest.
Well, good.
Yeah, and in terms of this whole thing with both Mel Laird and Claiborne Pell, it seems to me that it begs another question of something that you talk about in your book, and that's the whole way in which, whether you're talking about concealing certain facts from certain high-level governmental entities and individuals, or you're talking about concealing the existence of certain things within a program or from department or department to department, we're talking about this whole business of compartmentalization. What is compartmentalization, and how is it used to preserve secrecy about these matters?
Well, it's an ancient military technique, most famously used in the Manhattan Project, which gave us the atom bomb. There were literally thousands, if not tens of thousands of people working on the atom bomb and had no clue they were working on an atom bomb because their unit was only told what they needed to know in order to get their piece of it built. And that's been true across the boards with the military for 100 years or more in the U.S. and probably a lot longer in Europe. This is a very ancient technique, and it's used to reduce the damage. If the enemy penetrates a unit, they can't find out everything they can only find out what the unit knows. In spies, they've been using this for hundreds of years, in which they have spy cells, in which each individual in the cell only knows their little piece of the puzzle.
Well, I tell you, you can see what the implications of this are for public policy, because when you start talking about something as obviously essential as weather modification for military purposes, the whole issue of nation states being involved and state intelligence agencies, talking about various entities of world government, the UN and others that would have a vested interest in being involved in this, it seems that there is so much data out there, so many projects, so many constituencies involved in these different projects, that who knows who is out there who has any fundamental grasp of whatever the master plan is supposed to be?
That's a very good question. I bet there are very few people who have the big picture. And those people may be very surprising. I pointed out that not only is the military involved in this thing, but look at Enron. Enron, the energy giant that went so spectacularly belly up a few years ago. Enron developed what is called weather derivatives. They found a way to bet on the stock market whether or not the temperature was going to go up or down and make a fortune. And they were $1 billion into weather derivatives. Now, I'm from Reno, a gambling town, and it's hard for me to imagine somebody betting $1 billion on something and not having it pretty well nailed that they know how it's going to come out. And so if it's possible to manipulate, to massage the temperatures in North America so that in winter it goes down just a couple of degrees extra, and in summer it goes up just a couple of degrees extra, you could sell an awful lot more heating oil or electricity to run air conditioners.
Boy, I tell you, again, when you start looking at this whole thing, between the manipulation of the stock market on a global basis and the involvement of individual state intelligence agencies and all kinds of different military intelligence agencies worldwide who have a vested interest in looking into these matters and employing these methodologies, and then you speak about the whole issue of compartmentalization and the way in which the grand picture is one that eludes most people, and a situation where so much of what is in your book, Jerry, it seems to me, is obviously not being covered by the corporate media. And when I was going through your bibliography and the list of some of the folks who have patents on some of these technologies, it was frightening to me, not simply in terms of what your book has uncovered, But what it has not yet uncovered, in that there is so much research to engage in these areas, and with so many cloaks of secrecy surrounding these things, and with so many different players being involved worldwide, again, it begs the question as to what is more frightening, that which we know or that which we don't know and can imagine just on the basis of what data you do bring to the table.
Exactly. I've been struggling with this for, it took me 7 years to research this book and about 2 years to write, and I really know that I barely scratched the surface of it, and as it is, I've got 400 pages, and the 400 pages are just what I could prove. I decided early on in this book to not put any speculation in, to not put any conspiracy theory in it, to simply put the facts as they can be extracted from the open scientific and military literature. And if I can find this much in the open literature, what the heck is going on below the surface?
Yeah, exactly. And going through your bibliography again last night in this book, which is 31 pages long, I'd been meaning to ask this of you for quite some time. In that bibliography of 31 pages, are there any particular books or websites or journal articles that you find to be particularly significant for the listeners to check out after they've obtained the book?
Yes. In fact, the list of books from the bibliography I have on my website, and the list of links I have on my website with the links active, so you can follow my data trail of breadcrumbs, if you will. The single most important book on the list, I believe, was written by Dr. Rosalie Bertell, Planet Earth, The Latest Weapon of War. Dr. Bertell has 5 PhDs. She's a very smart girl. She is, her specialty is nukes. She's been a leader in the anti-nuke movement since I was in grade school. And her book, Planet Earth, The Latest Weapon of War, is a detailed analysis of the military assaults on the environment in the last decade of the 20th century, and goes into Kosovo and Iraq, Gulf War I, and a depleted uranium, and a large number of things that I wanted to put in my book, and then said, well, look, Rosalie's already done it. I'll just direct people to her book.
Yes, and again, that appears on page 351 in your book, in the opening page of the bibliography, and the title of that book, written by Rosalie Bertell, B-E-R-T-E-L-L, is Planet Earth, The Latest Weapon of War, the Women's Press Limited, the year 2000.
It's really hard to get in the U.S. I got my copy from Amazon.com UK. I cannot recommend it more highly. And unfortunately, most people have never heard of it. Its sales ranking at Amazon is about 1.2 million, which is not very high. My book basically has 4 sections of weather warfare, the military's plan to draft Mother Nature. Starts with the earliest known intentional manipulation of the weather, which is the concussion theory that was patented in the 1880s and the weather makers of the 1890s. And I bring it up to the ENMOD treaty. And as I was saying while we thought we'd lost you, was that before the ENMOD treaty, the United States government was seriously investing in developing this technology. And then after we signed the treaty, suddenly it all goes away. And I believe it simply went covert. And that was a major watershed event, and so I bring us up the development of the technology from 1880 to 1980, and then do an analysis of the ENMOD treaty, and then in the post ENMOD era, I had meant to write a lot of stuff and realized that Rosalie had it, so I just left it as Rosalie's book is really the middle of my book, and then in the post ENMOD treaty era, I look at HAARP. And today, my section on HAARP is the most up-to-date of any book on HAARP. It is the only book that's been written since they completed HAARP, and I have in it what they admit to having done with HAARP. And then I go into the chemtrail-contrail controversy and how that affects global warming and climate change.
As far as this business of mind control is concerned and the manipulation of individuals or entire populations in regard to mental abilities and mental illness and acuity and concentration and so forth and so on.
Yeah, we were discussing that and then hit the road bumps of a bunch of commercial breaks and lost it. One of the things I wanted to mention was that among the things that they have done with HAARP is they have discovered that when you inject that much energy into the atmosphere, it literally reshapes the atmosphere. And in reshaping the atmosphere, it creates what is called waveguides or wave ducting. They create virtual tubes and tunnels in the sky that they can bounce radio waves down. And this follows on what Dr. McDonald had suggested 30 years ago, that you could create these, as he put it, oscillations that would disrupt mental function. And I think we are very close to the ability to have this as an operational technology.
We will be back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Back with Jerry Smith of What Plan to Draft Mother Nature. That's an AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com publication. Stay tuned.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
We'll be right back.
We're back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We have about 6 minutes before the conclusion of today's show. I wanted to greet WMQM, Memphis, Tennessee, 50,000-watt station that has picked up Mark Dankos, America, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Also wanted to thank Jerry Smith of Weather Warfare, the military's plan to draft Mother Nature. You can get that book in a number of locations, I'm sure, but you can definitely find it at Adventures, plural, AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. Jerry, in these final minutes, I also wanted to mention your website, www.jerryesmith.com, and give you a final opportunity maybe to discuss what you're going to be up to in the next 6 months or so.
Well, I definitely would like to see everybody who's listening drop into my website. There's a section on each of my books and a section on me, some articles I've written, a book of my poetry. The sections on each of the books will give you a lot more understanding of what the books are about. It includes the table of contents and a page of reviews and so forth. And of course, links from my site to where you could buy the books and get the books autographed and get DVDs of conferences I've spoken at. And as you mentioned at the beginning of the talk, I'm going to be speaking at Conspiracy Con 7, which is in downtown San Jose, California. Memorial Day weekend, May 26, 27, I think it is.
Yes, it is.
And that should be a really good thing to attend. There'll be between 500 and 1,000 people who are serious, who want to know the truth, and 10 of the best speakers on the planet who are involved in revealing real conspiracies that really do affect our lives. This is not nonsense. This is not yellow journalism. This isn't craziness. This is the real deal. And some of the people in the past have been like Tex Mars, Jim Mars, and I've gone
Jim Mars
here.
Is that the fellow from the University of Texas that wrote the book on the Kennedy assassination?
Yes, sir.
Yes, Crossfire, the plot that killed Kennedy. I've read the book quite some time ago. Yes.
Yes, yes. Jim Mars is really good. There's a number of folks who turn up every year. You'll find in the exhibitor room, and I'll have a table in the exhibitor room so you can come by and chat with me and pick up copies of the book there and get them autographed.
And again, that is www.jerrye as an eagle, jerryesmith.com.
That's right. My middle name is Elwood. I'm on a mission from God.
Hey, there you go. Absolutely fantastic. Hey, listen, let's get a political prediction from you in these last couple of minutes. What do you think the percentages are that we will be in a wider war before the end of the year?
A wider war.
Some people I have give handicaps on Super Bowl games. Some people I ask about the war.
Considering the news coming out of Israel, there's a good chance that we're going to be embroiled, literally and figuratively, in a war with Iran shortly.
Yeah, that's my reading of the whole thing, too. Jerry E. Smith, thank you so much. The author of Weather Warfare, The Military's Plan to Draft Mother Nature. This is Mark Dankos, America, signing off from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And again, greetings to WMQM in Memphis, Tennessee. See you tomorrow. God bless.